वहाँ बाहर में मत अधिक रहो। बताइए ललिता की शाखा चित्रा ऑल्दो दे आर सक्सेसफुल बट दे हैव मूड ऑफ थिंकिंग
बट ओनली मूड
दे कैनॉट समटाइम्स
दे आल्सो डू
समटाइम्स
निकुंज सेवा व्हेन दे आर इन दैट समटाइम्स दे कैन डू
नॉट ऑलवेज बट समटाइम्स
इवन इन मोस्ट इंटीमेट टाइम्स
सो रूप एंड रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी रूप मंजन एंड रति मंजन हैड दिस टाइप दिस थिंग मोर देन व्हाट टू टेल कृष्ण कर्णम
यस वेल
ओनली सखी ओनली सखी भाव नॉट थिंकिंग
But it is Radha Rasasuda and it is so much thinking about it. I was curious because Kavanaranda is his equity.
Sangavidya doesn't have a kinkari form though. She doesn't have a kinkari form.
Also.
Oh, then that's just true. Then it's
also. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Form means that form, that very form.
Same Sangavidya form.
Something.
But she can have
the mood. Can be changed.
If her mood is changed, Sunga Vidya, then Radha and Krishna won't be a thing.
Sunga Vidya is master of all things. So sometimes Krishna learns something, how to paint. And by his advice, he paints.
What does he paint? On Radharani's breast, you mean? Or Radharani's body, the pictures?
Anything. Everything. It cannot be told.
Only him.
Patra Bhangai and also.
And
also this man.
And Alta.
At the time of Swadhin Bhaktrita. Krishna and Srimati Radhika can bless you and this means you that you could also think of. Then?
Have one question. There's a story of Rupa Goswami. He was chanting. He was in Siddha Ved and he was laughing.
What again?
Rupa Goswami was in Vrindavan doing bhajan. He was in his internal mood
services
and he was laughing. And some Vaishnava came walking. Vaishnava that had his body was deformed and he thought Rupa Goswami was laughing at him. You know this story? So he felt offended. And he left. And then Srila Rupa Goswami felt that something had happened. And he went and asked. His consciousness came down somewhat. And then, you know, because this Vaishnava thought of this, but he wasn't doing aparad. But still his consciousness came down. How is this? Why is this?
This is part of us. Shiksha. Shiksha means?
Instruction for?
Rupa Goswami has not done any.
Of course.
But yes. There was some smell of aparad that limp and Krishnadas was offended by the laughing. to eat, it may be a smell of Vaishnava Parad by these activities. Then if one will do any offense directly, then what will be? So we should fear from offenses, Vaishnava Parad. A chain of past tense of Krishna is coming in the heart of Rupa Goswami. In chain, Parsati Lila. Lila was coming as a chain, not by any effort, automatically. Coming. And he was so much involved in that. But when he offended and went on, returned, that lame Krishna Das, at once it was a stop. Then he thought that why it has been done so? At the same time, Sanatana Goswami came. And Rupa Goswami told the fact. And he advised that today we should call
all the Vaishnavas
to intend where you have done any offense. He was he was a Pradhan Mantri, he was a very clever person, clever, buddhiman,
intelligent
person. So he thought in way, and he called all Vaishnavas, Jiva Goswami. All were agreed to come, but only that lame Krishna Das refused, "I will not go." Because he loved seeing me. Then Jiva Goswami returned and told that everyone has taken invitation, but he has not accepted. Then Sanatana Goswami told to Rupa Goswami, "Have discovered
who is the person.
So we should go." Then Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami went to the Bhajan Kutir of that person, and Rupa Goswami fell flat. That I have done often, but I don't know how I have done. He told that you are laughing me that I am lame. No, I was not laughing. I have not seen it. I was unconscious. I was in my remembering. And I was seeing at that time that Radha and Krishna were meeting in Kunja. At that time, Krishna was telling to gopis that I have defeated so many demons, and also I have defeated Sridham, and all others. So I can defeat you all. And he was doing garjan and like these. So all gopis were laughing. And Manjari was also there. She was sitting. Then Radhika told that you are very low bulb. You are so much
by strength?
No. Strength opposite.
Weak.
You have been defeated by all
gopis.
I know. And you have defeated by my sakis. Sridham has also defeated you so many times. And now you are telling boldly all these things. If you you can wrestle with us, with Lalita, Lalita can defeat you. So hearing all these things, Rukmanjari and all Manjari were laughing, and Rup Goswami seeing that fact, he said he was also. So he told that I was thinking that Leela and was seeing actually that Leela, and that is why I was laughing and have not laughed at him. Then he became simple and self-quiet. Rup Goswami is telling that, excuse me, and he is telling, excuse me. Then Sanatana Goswami told both that you should come and take nimantan and prasadam here.
Mantra too?
Huh?
Mantra?
Mantra.
So Rupa Goswami initiated him?
No.
No.
Then he came and he took prasadam and he became. Then all automatically did avail
again.
So we took him to Athens too.
Sometimes in our mind we have some operating, some bad thoughts come to our mind. We don't want it to come, but it is our mind, it is not us. It's just some thoughts come to the mind and we have to push it away. Why? Why do we have those bad thoughts? Why don't we want it? Is this karma
or vasana?
Astu.
According to upadhik bhakti, sakam bhakti. Understand? Sakam bhakti, impure bhakti. Sakam means we do some bhakti, but fulfilling our any kamana vasana. And that is why these all thoughts come. And also for past sanskar, past birth, anything remaining, this comes forth. By doing Harinam, and hearing katha, and always engaged in bhakti, gradually they will come, they will go. When Vishuddha Sattva will come, gradually they will go. Still we will have to do bhajan very carefully. Always praying for mercy to Vaishnavas, Nityananda Prabhu, Balve Prabhu, Rukmanjari, Rati Manjari, Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and all Gurudev, Vaishnav, so and so, everything. Do you know Vishuddha Sattva? Shuddha Sattva? What is Vishuddha Sattva? Shuddha Sattva.
The Sattva is the combination of Ladini and Sandhya principles of Krishna.
Where it lives?
In Radharanika Bhakti.
So when it will
come,
manifest in our heart, then gradually we will. We should wait till it comes in our heart. It will come by the mercy of Gurudev and God.
Is that
him that in one place it says he was Lakshmipati's sister, and another place it says he was Madhavendra Puri's sister. So she wants to know which of the two is right, or what is the correct answer.
Sometimes in Mayapur, in ISKCON temple, I told that my guru was Swamiji, and sometimes I told that I am Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj is my Gurudev. Is there anything contemporary? How?
So the Diksha Guru is Lakshmipati? Diksha Guru is Madhavendra Puri, Diksha Guru is Lakshmipati.
And he was Satyastha.
Satyastha.
Guru Bhai.
Oh, both brothers. Yeah.
Both Nityananda Prabhu and Lakshmipati. But in age,
yes,
he was no greater than Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda is a boy of 16, and he was a
old man.
He was of 80. So Nityananda Prabhu always paid respect as a Gurudev. And he always paid respect as a Satyastha, Guru Bhrata.
Guru Bhai.
So Nityananda Prabhu has accepted him as a Guru, as God brother both. Eldest Guru, God brother is like Guru. So anywhere it has been written so, and no harm.
It's like father and elder son.
Elder brother is also like father. And he should be respected as father. And father should also respect that boy as brother, younger brother.
Both father and younger brother.
Also, it was saying in the also how when Lakshmipati saw Nityananda, he was so much fascinated with his beauty, and he was really affectionate with him, and he said, it says there that he took him on his lap.
Who?
Madhavendra Puri took Nityananda.
Who?
Lakshmipati took Nityananda on his lap. Because he had so much affection.
That is right. In the dream, Lakshmipati saw that a boy in permanent ways is coming to me, and he told that he was begging sannyas and guru diksha. He was ready to give all in dream. Then Nityananda Prabhu told that what mantra you will give. I want to know. I'm telling you that this is your mantra or another mantra. And telling him in the dream, he told this mantra, Gopal mantra, in the ear of that saint, Lakshmipati. Then he awakened and thought that there was none. Next day Nityananda Prabhu met him. And he requested for Diksha and the same mantra.
Mahaprabhu also did his advice.
Lakshmipati was too old. Only he was awaiting for Nityananda. And after that he left this world. We know Anand Manjari. He is Nityananda Prabhu. We have connected with Anand Manjari. When see Nityananda Prabhu and Baldev, we feel that the elder brother of my husband is there in this Mandir house. do pranam with and do like this. That is Nityananda. And Anang Prabhu embrace Ananga. All Rupa Goswami and all of that Bhaktivinoda Thakur Guru, they pray to Ananga Manjari.
Yes.
Sometimes Srimati Radhika quit the place from this side, Bam side.
Left.
And next seat, Anand Manjari is there.
Right. Left. Left of Srimati.
Left of Krishna. And himself, herself is sit in right of Krishna.
Oh.
Anand Manjari denying to sit there. But by eyes of Srimati Radhika, she forcibly met it there. And Krishna becomes so happy. Anang Manjari newly coming to Krishna. So Anang Manjari is so much honorable for all sakhis.
Can you finish that story? Subal running with calf and went to Kutila and she was making patties and said, you go ask Srimati, and then she dresses in Subal. But you can finish that story?
I'm not finished.
You said not today.
Tell first half.
You tell everything. I'll tell first half. Okay.
Sorry.
One day, Subal came running with to Srimati's place in Yavar. And Gatila was there. And he said, oh, you're the best friend of some black snake. What are you doing here? He said, oh, some calf is lost. And mother is very restless. So I had to look everywhere, and I looked everywhere, and I could not find. So I'm looking to see if the calf came to this place. So she said, oh, yes, you can look. And among my cows, you can check. And she was making patties with cow dung. And then Subal said, oh, but I am very, very thirsty. Can you give me some water? And then she said, oh, no, I my hands are not clean. You just go and tell my daughter-in-law. She'll give you. So that's all you say.
Then he went to Srimati and told that your mother-in-law has told me to drink water from your hand, so I have come. She told that from where you have come? She told that I have come from Kusum Sarovar. Krishna is so much hankering for me. So she has sent me to you that you should meet me, Krishna. So I have anyhow
come
to you. So you should try to meet Krishna. She said, how I can meet? Subal told that I will gemmel with your face. Understand? You and myself are in one shape, have a similar face. So give your dress to me and take my dress to you. And they exchange their dress. And Srimati became like Suval in a brief way. And Suval took all the dresses of Srimati Radhika and became Radhika. And he entered in the house, and Srimati Radhika, taking a cough in his lap, and went there to Krishna. When she went there, Krishna told that, O Sakha, she could not recognize. He told that, O Sakha Suval, what is the news? What Radhika told, have you met? No, I cannot meet. I meet with her mother-in-law, and she is so much angry with me and with you, and she could not allow me to enter in his to Radhika. She took a lathiya, but she stick, and ran towards me, and I anyhow
ran away.
So Krishna then then see Krishna became like painted. Then Radhika caught hold of Krishna. Then Krishna
smell.
Anyhow, anywhere Radhika must be near. Smelling of Radhika's gandha. And the hands of Supal now has been changed. Why it becomes so soft? Then Krishna at once began to look very seriously towards Radhika. Perhaps she is Radhika. Then he snatched the pagadi, sarban, and saw that she is Radhika. Then they met together, and after meeting, gladly he came with Radhika to Javad, and Krishna returned, and he entered the room, and he got changed, and then
to walking.
Promise Chandravali that I am coming to Gaurikund. And she was watching there. Watching there, waiting. And Krishna went to Kusum Sarovar. There Srimati Radhika with her Lalita Visha kind of gathering flowers. Krishna told, who are you? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is remembering in mind here. He became senseless, remembering all the five sons of Krishna Lila at Radhakund. So Krishna is telling, who are you? Srimati Radhika is telling, you don't know who am I? No, I don't know. You don't know? so many questions. I am Vrindavaneswari. He is telling, I am Vrindavaneswari. So, bath color, frame color was going there. A Sakhi came, a Vrinda came here and told that Jatila is coming just now to see where Srimati Radhika is. So at once Radhika with Lalita and Vishakha and all other sakhis went to Radhakund to take bath and to go to Suryakunda. They have gone there. So what the person. When she meets with Radhika Jatila, then she asks, why you have become so late? Srimati Radhika or Lalita Visakha told that we were gathering flowers and now we were searching of a Brahmin who can do Surya Puja. Then Radha Krishna and Madhumangal came in the shape of a Brahmin. They met at Surya Kunda and did puja. I have told all these stories. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, remembering all these pastimes, became senseless and sleeping, and again all the assistants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to do kirtan with coal and karta. And then they went to Champakahatta and full of water was there, and so big and good forest. But now Gokul, then Vrindavan, then Govardhan, and then Aradhan. The speciality of Gokul, Vrindavan, Govardhan, and Aradhan. And sat here and told the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which held here. Here, in Dwapar Yug, Bhim came with his all soldiers to conquer everywhere for Ashwamedha Yajna.
Rashi Yajna.
You are not hearing?
Better hear.
You can hear. So Nityananda Prabhu is telling to Jiva Goswami that in Dwapar Yug, when Krishna was at Dwarka, Pandavas want to do Raisi Yajna, where his pal has been killed. So they want to conquer whole world, especially whole India. So with a horse and horse, they came here, conquering everywhere. Here there was a king on the bank of Ganges, and his name was Samudrasen. He was so much Shaktishali,
powerful
king. He thought that he was Krishna Bhakta. He thought that I want to take darshan of Krishna, but I cannot do, because Krishna gives darshan to his only bhakta. I am no such a bhakta. Bhim is such a good bhakta that Krishna will come by his prayer and give me that. So if I defeat Bhim, and Bhim will pray that, O Lord Krishna, save me, then he will come. So I should catch the horse and I can defeat Bhim. So he caught hold of the horse, and there was war between Bhim and Samudrasen was so powerful that he defeated Bhim. Bhim prayed Krishna that, "Oh Krishna, I have been defeated by such a very unknown person. It is so much a shame for me. So come and save me. And you should have war with him and defeat Samudrasen." Krishna at once came, but not he had given darshan to Bhim. Only king saw that Krishna has come. He at once prayed to Krishna, and his everything was fulfilled. Krishna gave blessing to king and told that you should be bhaktiman. He stopped the war, that king, and paid something that I have been defeated, and paid some taxes to Bhim. Bhim knew that Krishna has come, and anyhow he has turned the mind of king, and Krishna has disappeared, but he could not stop Krishna. This king saw Krishna and his heart was fulfilled, his joy.
Why Jin could not see Krishna? Is there any meaning behind that?
There is some meaning behind it. That bhakti is such a thing. It has been described in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Madhurya Kadambini, that bhakti is swaprakash. Swaprakash, you know?
Self-manifest.
In Bhagavan Swarup Shakti, Bhagavat Swarup Shakti, Ladini and Sambhi, the aspect of these two Shakti is called bhakti, which lives in the heart of Aragatmik Jan. Follow? Aragatmik Jan. So he has told that Bhagavat Kripa is Anugamini of Bhakta Kripa. Understanding?
Follow.
Krishna Kripa
depends on
the Kripa of Bhakta. If Bhakta does Kripa, then by his mercy, by his prayer, Krishna does Kripa to anyone. Here, Bhim is Bhakta. No? And he is Siddha Bhakta. Aragatmik Jan. As a Dasyara. The king is a sadhak one. He wants the blessing of Krishna. But directly Krishna blessing, mercy will not come. So he anyhow goes to the shelter of Bhim. And when Bhim prays to Krishna, Krishna comes and gives darshan to king. So here, without the mercy of Bhakta, Krishna cannot do mercy. Yes, this is the thing. Here, one thing that why Krishna did not stop Bhim. Here, his new Bhakta, king, and he is Siddha Bhakta, Bhim. So if he gets darshan to Bhim and does he does kripa to king, Bhim will think anything. That he loves king more than me. In Krishna Lila we see there is some like envious, not envious, but the prem vikar, but not worldly mundane. Second thing is that king was a sadhak bhakta, but yet qualified than him. Why? Because after that he took darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Krishna. When Krishna gave his darshan, at first he gave darshan in a shape of Krishna. After that he gave darshan in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shape. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha plus Krishna. So Radha and Krishna, Bhim couldn't see. He could not see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. One who is the dasi of Srimati Radhika in Gopi Bhav, only can see Radha and Krishna in there. It is not for Dasyaras, Sakharas or Vatsalaras also who can see Radha and Krishna in there. But this king has so king was so fortunate that he saw Radha Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna three separately.
So the king was a Madhurya Bhakta?
Madhurya Bhakta, yet he was sadhak, but he was qualified to go to up that.
In Sarup, he
like Brahma. Brahma is Adhikrit Das. But if you had greed to be the Radha Dasi in sadhana avastha, then I think you are greater than Brahma also. We have seed in our heart by greed. So Narada Rishi and Uddhav,
or Gop Kumar,
they saw Gop Kumar and they made up in their mind that he is more superior than us. But he is not thinking now in that manner. So he thinks that yes, this king Samudrasen was more superior in the Siddha Bhav to Bhimsen. Bhimsen has gone to Radha Kunda with Pandavas and Draupadi in a shape of a 5 and 6 trees there to be anything, even a grass in Vrindavan. Especially Gopi Bhav and about 5,000 years has gone in doing meditation there. But they have Gopi Bhav or not, yet not, it is known.
It is not known.
No. But Vrindavan and this place, Navadvip, are the same. This is under Svetdvip. So Svetdvip is equal to Vrindavan. And this is Ritudip, mana Radha Kunda. So nearer to these places, and here Ganges is going on by side. Here Samudra used to come. Samudra means ocean from Bay of Bengal. Used to come here through Ganges. It is said that ocean is husband of Ganges. But it is not true. There are two Ganges. Mother of Bhisham, Bhishma Pitama is on Ganges, and from Golok Vrindavan, the friend of Srimati Radhika and other, is other Ganges. She is Krishna Priya. So, for the pleasing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ganges comes here. And Samudra, that is ocean, comes through Ganges here and takes darshans of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here Samudra, that is ocean, freight Ganges, that I want to be here with you to, so that in your water Krishna, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is associated Srimati Radhika Mani Gadadhar and Nityananda Baladev Prabhu, he is playing in Ganges. So he want to be in here. Here when ocean, in ocean and Ganges, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu plays, then ocean did prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I want to see your more pastimes. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give blessing that after some time Puri. I will be to Puri and I will play and take bath, you knew, and so many pastimes you will see in future.
Chaitanya Chandra is doing nothing. Some of these
things have been given. So it is very important place in Chaitanya pastimes here. So we come every year. Here, Bhim means our. So Bikram Maharaj becomes Bhim and I become Samudra Seth. And so fat work becomes in not in five